Welcome to Born on the Saturn, your daily dose of cosmic and artistic inspiration. I am Deb, here to guide you through today's horoscope based on the moon cycle. Don't forget to check your sun, rising and moon signs for deeper insight. Follow us on Instagram and visit bornonthesaturn.com. The universe is speaking, don't miss it. Today, April 8th, the moon remains in Leo for most of the day, continuing to amplify themes of self-expression, creativity, and personal confidence. However, at 1:40 p.m., the moon shifts into Virgo, bringing a noticeable change in energy. While Leo encourages boldness and passion, Virgo refines, organizes, and seeks efficiency. The waxing gibbous phase continues to build momentum toward the full moon, making this a day to balance inspiration with practicality, passion with precision. Aries. The first part of the day encourages joy, play, and self-expression. By the afternoon, as the moon moves into Virgo, your focus shifts toward your daily routines, health, and efficiency. What needs adjustment? Small changes today will lead to lasting improvements. Taurus. The morning is perfect for emotional grounding and strengthening your inner world. As the moon enters Virgo in your fifth house, you'll feel drawn toward creative expression, love, and pleasure. Let yourself engage in activities that bring you joy, but don't overlook the details. Gemini. The day starts with fast-paced conversation and learning opportunities. However, once the moon moves into Virgo in your fourth house, your focus turns inward. What emotional needs require your attention? Create space for rest and reflection. Cancer. The morning encourages you to focus on financial stability and material security. As the moon enters Virgo, the emphasis shifts to communication, organization, and mental clarity. Important conversation may arise. Speak with intention and precision. Leo with the moon. In your sign for most of the day, you'll feel a strong need to be seen and heard. However, as the moon moves into Virgo in your second house, it's time to focus on practical matters, financial planning, and ensuring that your efforts are yielding real results. Virgo. The morning calls for quiet introspection and inner work. By the afternoon, the moon enters your sign, pushing you into the spotlight. This is a moment of clarity and self-awareness. What adjustments need to be made for your well-being? Libra. The first half of the day is ideal for socializing, networking, and future planning. However, once the moon moves into Virgo in your 12th house, a need for rest and solitude emerges. Take a step back to process emotions and recharge your energy. Scorpio. You begin the day focused on career matters, public image, and long-term success. As the moon moves into Virgo, your focus shifts to collaboration and community. Who supports your long-term goals? Align with those who share your vision. Sagittarius. The morning encourages exploration, new perspective, and seeking knowledge. In the afternoon, as the moon enters your 10th house, professional matters take priority. It's time to refine your plans and focus on details that will lead to long-term success. Capricorn. The first part of the day may feel intense, as deep emotion or financial consideration come into focus. However, when the moon moves into Virgo, you'll feel a shift toward gaining perspective, seeking new experiences, and expanding your understanding of the bigger picture. Aquarius. The day starts with an emphasis on partnerships and one-on-one connections. Later, as the moon enters Virgo in your 8th house, the energy deepens. Emotional or financial matters may require your attention. Transformation is unfolding. Embrace it with patience. Pisces. You begin the day focused on work, health, and organizing your daily life. As the moon moves into Virgo in your 7th house, the focus shifts to relationships. Communication and attention to detail will help strengthen your closest connection. Thank you for joining me on Born on the Saturn today. I hope the stars gave you the insight you needed. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for more cosmic guidance. And if you want to connect or have any questions, find me on Instagram or visit bornonthesaturn.com. Until next time, keep shining under the stars.